Now, an Art Clock parent, Elaine Barry, joins me on the line now as issues regarding places on school buses have come up, and it kind of seems like an annual thing on KFM. It's this time of year, August tends to be the time where parents get in touch and we hear a lot of stories about school bus places becoming an issue and children not having a place on the bus this year. As I was saying, Elaine joins me now on the line. Elaine, good morning. Thanks for taking our call.
Hi, good morning, Hannah. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Elaine. So good. Just to give a bit of background, you contacted us regarding your children's school bus places for St. Wolstan's over in Selbridge. And just to give listeners, I suppose, a bit of a backstory, what is the current issue? What have you been experiencing?
Okay, so I have two girls already in Wolstan's. So one is going into second year and one's going into third year. And we have had the bus for the last 2 years, and we live just outside Art Clock, and we're about 11 kilometres away from Wolstan's itself. So we applied through the portal on time. The deadline is usually the 8th of May, and that's the first rule. And then the second one is that you have to be about 4.8 kilometres away from the nearest school. So when I applied through the Bus Éireann portal, it says that geographically, my closest secondary school is actually Holy Family, which is in Dublin. Mm. So the Bus Éireann seem to have one set of criteria as to where how they allocate buses. But the Department of Education, when you're trying to find a secondary school place, they will actually use, you know, what county are you in, the feeder school, whether you have siblings, are you living in the location? So based on that, then Bus Éireann gave me a concessionary ticket. And what they will do with a concessionary ticket is that they'll obviously allocate all those who fill the criteria of the first school that they're allowed to go to. So because that's not my nearest secondary school, they gave me a concessionary ticket. Now, the problem I suppose I have is that I have highlighted this, and Aidan Farrelly got a reply back from Bus Éireann to say that even those that are attending the post-primary as their second nearest school should also be in the running to actually receive a bus ticket. Mm. So I'm left now without a bus ticket for my two girls, despite the fact that I've already had the bus ticket for the last couple of years. But it has transcribed that from friends of my daughters who live in Selbridge itself, like in Chelmsford Manor and Temple Manor, they're about 3.5, 3.8 kilometres away from the secondary school, and they have actually received bus tickets. But I'm 11 kilometres away, so I don't know how those tickets were allocated, and I'm left without a bus ticket.
Mm. And for your daughters, for the previous 2 years that they've both been attending St. Wolstan's, were they the concessionary tickets that they were given for the school bus?
They were indeed, yeah.
So it sounds like, and I suppose with there are being new first-year students coming in, is there a concern that they have gotten tickets? But there is also the possibility that they weren't on concessionary tickets, so they automatically were placed on the bus. And maybe it seems like, by the sounds of it, your daughters have just been pushed down the line in the waiting for who actually gets onto the bus or not.
Yeah, it is, definitely. They're definitely pushed down, but I suppose I feel that they really should be pushed. But I suppose people living 4.8 kilometres and more should be allocated first after all the first ones were allocated, rather than just everybody who applied who falls within or outside of the rules. Like, the rules are clear. You know, it is 4.8 kilometres. But why are those receiving concessionary tickets as well as me?
Mm.
And that's the problem.
And Elaine, I can imagine, when they've been going to the school for 2 years with the bus, there's been a routine set in place. Maybe yourself is working, like, there's a reason they're on this, taking the school bus. Like, what's the impact going to have on you and your family if this isn't sorted? Like, what is the mornings going to look like?
Well, I suppose the funny thing is, like, I'm going to be following the bus in the morning and following the bus in the afternoon. And work-wise, I have to change my working hours because of this. We live out right in the country, so carpooling isn't even an option.
And when did you receive the notification that they weren't going to get on the bus for this year?
Less than a month ago, I think the 24th of July, give or take a few days.
Mm.
So it's very hard to change things around with only a month's notice. Like, that's not fair to us, and it's not fair to an employer receiving that and having to change things around.
Mm. Are you aware of other families and children who have kind of been taking the bus for the past few years and are now also being told that they won't be able to get a place on it this year?
Yes, there is. I have, because I put a few posts up on local community groups or WhatsApp groups, and so far I have 10 children that who previously got buses who no longer can take the bus.
And I know,
and we're scattered around the place.
Mm, and as I was saying kind of in the intro, the school bus places, they're an issue that comes up every year, unfortunately, and it's just an annual, like a calendar thing that we know is going to come up. You said, Elaine, there that you mentioned Deputy Farrelly there, that you've reached out to TDs in the county, and they have also reached out to Bus Éireann. Has anyone gotten a clarification or any kind of response, or is it still up in the air at the moment as to what is going to happen?
Just Aidan Farrelly got the reply from Bus Éireann, and then he also made representations to the Department of Education, because they're actually the ones that are, that I suppose, own and kind of set the rules for the transport scheme. So he reached out to Hildegard Nocton, and their reply was that it is a priority for them and they are reviewing the matter.
All right. Does that give you a bit of hope for the scenario, or are you just kind of...
No, because just based on, like, this is my first year experiencing this, but when I was doing research as to what I could do, I've been seeing so many posts and newspaper articles and things like that for many years, and just listening to, you know, the radio and newspapers, Kildare are not the only county that are affected by this. It seems to be all Ireland, really. A lot of counties are affected.
It does. It is. And unfortunately, Kildare is definitely places that pop up every year. There is the appeals process, Elaine. Has that been any way viable for yourself? Is that something that you've also tried to, you know, crack down on?
It is. I have appealed it and I still await a reply from them.
All right. And is there a timeline or like what would be the right word, like a final date for putting in these appeals? Does it give any indication of when you could get a response?
I'm just almost certain that it's within a month of you receiving the letter saying that there's no spaces. So I've done that, because the month isn't even up yet.
Yeah.
So I've done that in plenty of time, but I wait a reply.
And Elaine, when are they due to go back to school? Is it next week or the week after?
Yeah, it's next week. So Cuiva is back on Thursday and Sive is back on Friday of next week.
So I can imagine for you, it really feels like a time crunch now.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'm hanging, you know, on the phone every day for either a phone call back from TDs or an email from Bus Éireann, or, I am. Still, I suppose there's a little bit of hope, you know, because somebody could cancel their ticket and it could be allocated, because they did say that they do check the system every day and then they will allocate tickets to the next in line if someone cancels. But the chances, I suppose, are slim.
I can just imagine like the stress it causes. And it sounds like a waiting game, just having the phone on you constantly, maybe checking emails just to see if anything can change. Elaine, thanks so much for joining this morning. I know there's not really a happy, you know, kind of finale to it yet. It's still up in the air at the moment. But again, it's something that we highlight on the show every year. And maybe by just saying what you've been experiencing, other parents might be in the same boat and they can also get in touch with us here at KFM. But Elaine, wishing you the best now. Fingers crossed over the next week or so. And do keep us updated on it. Hopefully there will be a happy ending to this. But Elaine, thanks so much for taking our call on the show. That is Elaine Barry, a parent who has issues regarding places on school buses. Again, another topic that comes up every year. Now, KFM did get in touch with Bus Éireann for a statement, and in response, Bus Éireann says children are eligible for post-primary transport when they reside not less than 4.8 kilometres from and are attending their nearest education centre as determined by the Department of Education and Youth. Bus Éireann, having regard to ethos and language, they said to us, all pupils who are eligible for school transport who complied with applications and payment deadlines and where a route exists are being facilitated with transport. non-eligible children who complete the application and pay or enter their medical card details on time will be considered for any spare seats after all eligible pupils have been accommodated. When demand exceeds available capacity, non-eligible seats will not be available. Families will receive a no-seat notification through the Bus Éireann online portal and a letter from Bus Éireann. Where demand exceeds availability for non-eligible seats, a selection process is used to allocate any spare seats. That does sound like the situation that Elaine is in at the moment. But if you are experiencing issues with school bus places at the moment, do let us know on to KFM 0833 97 97 97 or call us 045 898 999. You can also email us to studio@kfmradio.com or pass an email over to the office info@kfmradio.com. But a big thanks to Elaine again for joining us on the show. We are hoping that we'll also be discussing it next week or the week after, because we know it's most likely an issue that isn't going to be going away, and it's probably just going to get more, it's just going to increase over the next few days and weeks. But we'll keep you updated here on KFM. Do keep